Welcome to Smodcast. I'm Kevin Smith.
Scott Mosier.
Yes, bitch. Back in the chair.
I am.
Back in the chair, as they say. This was an unexpected quick turn home for me, a quick trip home.
Yeah.
And it afforded me the opportunity to do a bunch of smods with Mosier. And you were missed.
I was missed, but it was very entertaining for me.
Do you listen to the ones that you're not in?
I listen to all the ones that I'm not in.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows me, it's funny because if I'm doing it,
mm-hmm.
then I won't really listen. But
you don't listen to yours.
No, I like to keep myself pure.
In what way?
When I've listened to a few, I definitely, I just said and when I listen to them,
oh, you get self-conscious
really
about that.
Oh, I say that, and I shouldn't do that. So I just completely don't listen. So
let me let you and the audience in on a little secret. Throughout every Smodcast, I usually go at a certain point. Those are cut points. Those are not there. Each one's not a cut point, but that's always the most logical place for me to go to cut
because it precedes a thought,
and usually precedes, fucking 10 minutes of thought or something like that, or back and forth. So whenever you hear me go, it's not always a cut, but chances are
there's a moment.
Yeah, I've pulled stuff together right at that point.
Check you out of the room, and then
I leave. I take out stuff where I'm like, I don't know, man. The Jews are ruining everything.
I know.
Northern Idaho and me comes out. You lost the next section where I was like, the real problem here is bitches.
When you say it precedes a hateful remark. That's a clear bellwether.
That some enmity is coming. Yeah. Some real fucking... The happy Kev goes away and the true fucking ugly
Kev
reveals
himself. It's like Pavlovian. It's like a bell ringing. You're like, and you're like, God damn it, I hate people.
Yeah, I was like, the more I think about it, I don't even want to do this. You fucking bug me. You and all your friends who want to listen to Smodcast. There is... Now I'm conscious of it. Now I've let my secret out. Chances are I may cut this so no one will ever hear that secret. But I did have to get it off my chest.